This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent, versus Christopher L. Bolden, Appellant, decided July 8, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, Num. ED 102413. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus cause number 21SL-076801, Christopher L. Bolden, on air Nancy M. Watkins McLaughlin, appellant. Filed, July 8, 2025. Introduction. Christopher Bolden, appeals from his convictions after a jury trial of second-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon, unlawful possession of a firearm, and two counts of armed criminal action. In his sole point on appeal, Bolden argues that the trial court plainly erred in not sua sponte, instructing the jury on the theory of defense of others, because substantial evidence supporting that instruction was presented. We disagree and affirm the judgment of the trial court. Factual and procedural background. Bolden, an ex-girlfriend, dated for 8 years and had two children together. They ended their relationship in 2019, but remained in contact and continued to co-parent. Ex-girlfriend and victim began dating in November 2020. Bolden desired to reunite with ex-girlfriend and did not like that victim was dating ex-girlfriend. Bolden had never met victim, but had interacted with him by phone, on social media, and through ex-girlfriend. 2. On April 20th, 2021, Bolden texted ex-girlfriend nearly 100 times and called her 103 times in a 9-hour period, in addition to appearing at her work. Bolden suspected ex-girlfriend was with victim, which made him angry. Around 11:21 p.m., Bolden went to ex-girlfriend's house. Ex-girlfriend and victim were outside, sitting in ex-girlfriend's car. Ex-girlfriend was in the front seat and victim was sitting in the back. Bolden opened the back door and fired 4 shots, striking victim twice. Bolden fled the scene. On June 3, 2021, following a high-speed chase, Bolden was apprehended in Illinois. Officers recovered a handgun Bolden disposed of during the chase, which was later determined to be the murder weapon. In a police interview, Bolden initially told detectives that both ex-girlfriend and victim were in the back seat of the car and victim was choking ex-girlfriend. Bolden said that he pulled ex-girlfriend out of the car, victim punched him, and he shot victim. The interviewing detective told Bolden that he knew ex-girlfriend was not in the back seat. Bolden then admitted that ex-girlfriend was in the front of the car. Bolden next claimed that although he did not actually see a weapon, victim moved his arm, causing Bolden to assume victim had a gun. Bolden drew his firearm and shot victim. No gun was recovered from victim. Bolden was indicted by grand jury for first-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon for shooting at a motor vehicle, unlawful use of a weapon for exhibiting a firearm in an angry or threatening manner, unlawful possession of a firearm, and 2 counts of armed criminal action. The case proceeded to jury trial on May 15, 2023. Bolden testified that victim had previously threatened him and that he killed victim because he was in fear for his life. Bolden reiterated that he saw an arm movement and believed victim was pulling out a weapon. On cross-examination, Bolden confessed that the first version of his story, that he saw victim choking ex-girlfriend, was a lie. 3. Prosecutor. Okay, so the first version you tell is that ex-girlfriend was being choked in the back seat and you were saving her and that's why you shot victim. Is that correct? Bolden. Yes, ma'am. Prosecutor. Okay, and that was a lie. Bolden. Yes, ma'am. In closing, defense counsel made no argument that Bolden was acting in ex-girlfriend's defense, instead focusing on self-defense. Bolden offered a self-defense instruction, which was accepted. He did not request a defense of others instruction, and further agreed to all instructions presented. The jury returned guilty verdicts for the lesser-included second-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon for firing at a motor vehicle, unlawful possession of a firearm, and both counts of armed criminal action. Bolden was acquitted of the remaining charges. On August 25, 2023, the trial C-Art sentenced Bolden to life in prison plus 15 years. This appeal follows, standard of review. Bolden acknowledges that his claim of instructional error was not preserved and requests that we exercise our discretion under Rule 30.21 to conduct plain error review. State v. Hill, 697 SW3D 885-888, Mo. App, ED 2024. We will decline to review for plain error unless appellant's claim facially establishes